7:38 News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. I'm Andrew McKay. It's a Pensacola Morning News. Joining us now, one of the most important people suddenly in Pensacola, Mayor Grover Robinson. Mr. Mayor, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning. Happy to be here. I don't know what makes me too important. I will say,
well, you're the counter. You're the guy. You're on the canvassing board, so you get to decide this.
I am the alternate. Wow. So Robert Bender right now is there, and he is functioning, and I hope he does not have any potential COVID scares or need for being quarantined. So he can stay there. That's a
okay,
good job.
Okay, so you're
right.
Back off the alternate because you had been in doing the canvassing board for a
minute. I'm the alternate. I am his alternate, and he is back in there. But I did do about a week of canvassing. Yes.
Okay, so you're back to being of ordinary mayoral importance then, because what we've got is PC Wu and Jennifer Brayer. They're actually not in a tie anymore. Overnight, the number has changed slightly. It's a 5-vote majority for the challenger, Jennifer Brayer. But this is a machine recount, and if it's within 11 votes, by my calculations, it would be a hand recount after that, right?
Correct. I mean, those certainly are the rules that it goes through. Obviously, you saw, challenges can happen. Things can come up in the issue of what happens and stuff. So they'll run through the machine. They'll look at everything. Then they'll do a hand count. If they were still tied, they will look at all potential ballots that may have an issue that are in that race. If there was an undervote or, seeing if there was an overvote on if somebody had an intent issue. So all of those things will be evaluated by the canvassing board if it gets to that. And you're right, within that certain point. If it usually it would be unusual that it comes down to an exact tie, although it doesn't surprise me that as things continue to keep processing, that there might be a difference. But when it showed up as a tie, that was
weird.
Incredibly unusual. If it comes to that point, I'm not sure what we do. We did talk last night with both the clerk and the city attorney. I'm not sure. A lot of states have a lot of different methods. They'll flip a coin, draw straws. There are any number of different ways that they do it. So we'll just have to see what happens. It's not going to be an arm wrestling competition, though. I mean, some people have asked me that, and it's not going to be an arm wrestling competition.
Arm wrestling in the era of COVID, probably not very likely. Well, we'll obviously look forward to seeing the resolution of that. And the good news of sorts is that right now it's an odd vote total because it has changed a little bit. An odd vote total would mean that somebody is going to win. But like you say, the unders and the overs have to get counted. That's votes that didn't show up at all and votes that had multiple entries that got disqualified. One of the things I wanted to ask you about, Mr. Mayor, is I've had several people text me about this. I have driven past and seen them. On Scenic Highway, there are benches that just appeared suddenly, maybe a week and a half, 2 weeks, something like that ago. They don't have any markings on them. They're very nice, basic benches for, scenic views, on Scenic, of course. Do we know where these benches came from?
We do indeed. It is a project that the City of Parks and Recreation, City of Pensacola Parks and Rec, has been conducting with an Eagle Scout. The Eagle Scout is Michael Carter. Michael Carter is in the troop that is at First United Methodist Church. But Michael's a student here within the city. He created those benches. He built the benches and worked with us to place those benches. Brian Cooper was involved certainly in that. And we're very happy. We think they are an amenity to our they are an amenity to Scenic Highway. We were going to recognize Michael. We were going to recognize him next Thursday night. Unfortunately, I've got to be in Orlando for the Florida League of Cities, so I will not be there. So we're going to recognize him with a resolution proclamation on the December meeting. So we will have an opportunity to recognize his efforts and tell him how much we appreciate what he did for the city. I think it's great. I think it falls right in line with what we're doing, talking about a multi-use path that goes along there.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of our legislative initiatives. I did have a chance to talk to all three winners last night from the legislative level and remind them that was one of our number one ask was for the trails money, the Florida Sun Trails money, that we could do something on Scenic Highway. And it would fit right in with the with those benches.
Yeah, no, I love it. And I'm with you that scenic is not the safest place for a pedestrian to be walking. And so having that multi-use path go along there on the upside, you know, up by the road would be a great addition to. But having the benches. And you said it's Michael Carter, C as in cat Carter. Is that right?
That is correct.
Okay,
that's
good.
Correct.
And an Eagle and Scout project. I love it. I mean, that's just fantastic. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, his first United Methodist troop was troops. So I believe that's the information I saw on it that I received. So
perfect.
Just trying to get that. And he certainly lives here. It was his project. He came to us. We were very excited about it and worked in cooperation with him. We're very excited about the outcome.
I love it. I kind of wish they had BSA stamps on them somewhere or other. I love people to get credit for the cool stuff that they do. Hey, one of the other things I wanted to ask you about, Mr. Mayor, is last week at the Sanger Theater, there was a, not for the public, but this is, I guess, just it was a venue being used. It wasn't a public meeting, on homelessness with like DIB and some other stakeholders. What came about as a result of that meeting, or what happened in that meeting?
We have been, since we've come out of the summer, we've been looking, we decided to put together a team to look at homelessness. We kind of went out, we wanted to figure out why we're having these issues, and we did also, what are the things we can do? We have had meetings already with a lot of the providers that provide homeless services, and talked to them and discussed ways that we could work with them. I mean, Michael Kimball, who was there speaking, because they are reminding me, we've talked twice then, the administration, and it's just trying to figure out, okay, what are things we can do? But we have a space. There's a public space. It's not for any one entity. It's for everyone. So we're trying to manage downtown and do it for everyone. And that means trying to figure out how everybody can work together. So part of that is also talking to the merchants and the DIB. We were going to have the meeting at the DIB. There were too many people from a safety standpoint, so we opted into the Sanger. That's how we got the Sanger.
Mm-hmm.
But this is kind of our meeting with them to hear from them directly as to what their concerns were, how we could figure out ways to work together. There are some good things that came out of there. They're always different issues that people have. So,
right.
But I think we're trying to put them together. Lawrence Powell has his group that he's working with through it. So, you know, I think we're going to have something. Our goal was to have something more in the fall, but obviously Sally kind of set us back.
Yeah, most of, and I mean, for everybody, that's had an impact on delaying and changing the plans that we had in place. Mr. Mayor Grover Robinson, City of Pensacola, always good to have you on the show. Thank you for the time this morning, and thank you for your extra bit of service as the alternate on the canvassing board when that was necessary.
Happy to do it. I've canvassed three prior presidential thing, so I've done it before. It's a great, it restores your faith in our voting. David Stafford and his teams do an amazing job. If you have the opportunity to be on that canvassing board, it is a real honor and a privilege. It is a lot of extra work. At the end of the day, it's doing important stuff, and obviously when you get a race that are this close, that's why it's real important.